It's Thursday, the 23rd of October. It's not nice this morning. It's very grey. There's light rain in the air. Been raining. Actually, it's not been a very nice week since last Saturday. Wind and rain, wind and rain. The clouds are so heavy, I think, in the south and east that the sun's going to have a hard job today, even lighting the, or backlighting the clouds up. Ah, well. It is late autumn. Actually, I need that fresh air this morning to get me up and going. Oh boy. Getting up out of bed in the pitch dark when your body is telling you it can't be time to get up yet. It's probably still only 2 o'clock in the morning. And that's exactly how it feels. So. A refreshing breeze to strong breeze. Though I slept well, which is good. And this morning, in my ablutions in the shower, my mind was jumping about again, every which way but loose, switching from one thought to another. I know that's how it works, yeah. I mean, really. Like being in a squash court. Boom, boom, moving about. Relentless and restless. Try to focus on one thing, one nice thing. But I couldn't, it wouldn't let me. Nothing bad, just the mind. What did that just relate it to? Squash court? No. More like a pinball machine when the ball gets caught in all the buffers. You know, boom, 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 ding, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. And that's exactly how it felt, you know. What an analogy. My head's like a pinball machine. Oh my God. Oh, that's lovely. That's a cold. No. Cold. Moderately cold. Refreshing, strong breeze, light wind. Yeah. It's blowing across my face. Actually, I'm going to turn around and face into it. Get it full blast up the nostrils into the brain cavity. funny, that, you know, how dogs can stick their head out of a car window at 40 mile an hour and look forward and enjoy it. We stick our head out of a car window and look forward, can't breathe. I don't know why that came out of my head, but that's kind of morning it is from within the echoey chamber. It's becoming more and more echoey. What did they have for dinner yesterday? I remember, but it took a few seconds. Soup and sweet. Not sooty and sweet, soup and sweet. I was sitting in a big chair last night. The big chair. I was sitting in the big chair last night and I was trying to remember something about the day before and I couldn't. And now, at this point, I can't remember what that thing was I was trying to remember. If you know what I mean. So whatever it was, it's gone, it's lost. It's lost in the archives, the back room. It's been zipped away somewhere. Well, I shouldn't feel so bad. That's pretty light stuff. Considering other people, that's so much worse. I was talking to a friend last night. Yeah, I remember that. She was telling me about a relation that has... I can't remember the stage she said about this relative that has Alzheimer's. And it's in a bad way. I didn't realise that Alzheimer's affected your body functions, you know, as in swallowing. Or maybe I was confused. But that's what I picked up from the conversation, if you like. I think of that, and I think of a friend up the road, a sister that I knew very well, a family from here, who has been in a bad way for a long, long while, unable to recognise, make contact with her own sister's family through, I think that's either Parkinson's or I can't remember. Ah, terrible thing, isn't it? Terrible, terrible thing. And here's me whinging about forgetting a simple wee thing. But I do find myself lingering more and more on on life in the future for us being myself, my wife, you know. We're only 64 and we're active, you know. But for some reason, I often linger on what's going to happen in 10 years. 15 years' time, you know, when we're approaching 80, how will things be? In fact, we were talking about it just the other night here. We were actually talking about someone that had to be put into a home. And we'd always said we'd never put each other into a home. And so the conversation rolled on from there. What was I talking about? Oh, I've lost the train of thought. Ah, forget it. Hospital this morning, St. John's, for a check up on my laser surgery in my eye. I'm hoping all's well. I'm praying all's well. And then I have the docs look on this afternoon to have a look at my painful heel. What's most important? Yeah, you guessed it.